模拟测试六。一、听后选择。 A. 听对话及对话后的问题，选择正确答案。
Number 1. Do you like playing football, Tom?
Yes, of course. I like sports such as playing football, skating, and running. But I like swimming best.
Question. What's Tom's favorite sport? Do you like playing football, Tom?
Yes, of course. I like sports such as playing football, skating, and running. But I like swimming best.
Question. What's Tom's favorite sport? Number 2. Good morning. What can I do for you?
I'd like to buy a pair of shoes for my daughter.
Question. Where are they talking? Good morning. What can I do for you?
I'd like to buy a pair of shoes for my daughter.
Question. Where are they talking? Number 3. Hurry up or we'll be late for the film.
No hurry. It's 7:30. There is 15 minutes left.
Question. When does the film start? Hurry up or we'll be late for the film.
No hurry. It's 7:30. There is 15 minutes left.
Question. When does the film start? Number 4. My family will fly to Beijing to have a vacation next weekend.
Wow. Have a good time.
Question. How will the man go to Beijing? My family will fly to Beijing to have a vacation next weekend.
Wow. Have a good time.
Question. How will the man go to Beijing? Number 5. How often should I take the medicine?
Twice a day and one each time. You also should take more hot water.
Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers? How often should I take the medicine?
Twice a day and one each time. You also should take more hot water.
Question. What's the relationship between the two speakers?
B. 听下面一段对话，选择正确答案。
What about your math class this afternoon, Mike?
We were supposed to have a math class, but Mr. Johnson was ill, so we had a science class instead.
Oh, Tom and I will go climbing on Saturday. Will you join us?
I'd like to, but I have a language class on the internet on Saturday afternoon. I think I'd better stay at home and study.
Oh, it's a pity.
I will go with you next time. By the way, bring a coat with you.
Yes, why?
It's summer and it may be quite cold in the mountains in the morning.
Okay, we will. What about your math class this afternoon, Mike?
We were supposed to have a math class, but Mr. Johnson was ill, so we had a science class instead.
Oh, Tom and I will go climbing on Saturday. Will you join us?
I'd like to, but I have a language class on the internet on Saturday afternoon. I think I'd better stay at home and study.
Oh, it's a pity.
I will go with you next time. By the way, bring a coat with you.
Yes, why?
It's summer and it may be quite cold in the mountains in the morning.
Okay, we will.
R. 听记转述 A. 听后记录听短文 然后根据表格提示和所听到的内容完成下列各小题。在听该短文前，你将有15秒钟的时间阅读表格中的内容。听完该短文后，你将有2分钟的答题时间。请将正确答案填入相应的空白处。该短文读2遍。
Could you help me, please? I can't find my daughter. Her name is Emma Brown. She's only 3 years old. She's about 1 meter tall. She has a round face, 2 big eyes, and a small nose. She has short blonde hair. She is wearing a red sweater and a white skirt. There is a brown toy bear in her hand. If you see her, please call Mrs. Brown at 364-6478. Could you help me, please? I can't find my daughter. Her name is Emma Brown. She's only 3 years old. She's about 1 meter tall. She has a round face, 2 big eyes, and a small nose. She has short blonde hair. She is wearing a red sweater and a white skirt. There is a brown toy bear in her hand. If you see her, please call Mrs. Brown at 364-6478.
B. 听后转述。现在你看到的是上一节记录的信息表。你将第3次听该录音材料，请做好记录。听完后，你将有2分30秒的时间做转述准备。听到提示音后，你将有80秒的时间完成对所听内容的转述并录音。
Could you help me, please? I can't find my daughter. Her name is Emma Brown. She's only 3 years old. She's about 1 meter tall. She has a round face, 2 big eyes, and a small nose. She has short blonde hair. She is wearing a red sweater and a white skirt. There is a brown toy bear in her hand. If you see her, please call Mrs. Brown at 364-6478.
三、模仿朗读。听所给材料的录音，然后模仿朗读并录音。现在，请你用40秒的时间快速浏览该短文。听完录音后，你将有70秒的时间做模仿朗读准备。然后，你将有80秒的时间朗读该短文并录音。
It was the last lesson before the holidays. The students were very happy. Their English teacher was very happy too. The teacher played nice games with them. He sang some nice songs, and then he went to the blackboard and wrote smiles on it. This is one of the longest words in English, he said to the class. All the class laughed, and then one girl stood up and said,Why is it one of the longest words in English? The teacher said nothing. Then he smiled and said, Because there is a mile between the first letter and the last.